All right, let's dive into the world of .NET 8 microservices, specifically authentication. We all want to make sure our microservices are secure, but who wants to deal with those super complicated systems?
Yeah, it's like you wouldn't install a bank vault door on your bedroom closet, right? Sometimes you just need something simple and effective.
Exactly. So what's the lightweight lock for our .NET 8 microservices? Well, believe it or not, it's something we use every day. API keys.
That's right. And we're not just talking about accessing those Weather App Premium features. API keys are a really straightforward way to know who's trying to access your microservices. Each request needs its own key, and you decide who gets one.
So controlled access is the name of the game. But how do these API keys actually work with .NET 8? We're talking about making things lean and efficient here.
Okay, so picture this. You have all these different .NET 8 microservices, each with its own specific task. Like, imagine specialized chefs in a busy kitchen.
Okay, I'm following. Each chef has their station.
Right. You don't want just anyone walking around back there messing things up. API keys are like the kitchen doors, only letting authorized people, or in this case, applications, interact with each service.
Makes sense. And those with access don't need to do a whole song and dance to get in. They just flash the key and they're in. So we're cutting down on overhead with this approach, right?
You got it. You're avoiding all the complexity of a huge authentication system, which is a big win with .NET 8 microservices. It's faster to implement, it's lighter on resources, and it makes development much smoother.
Faster, smoother, and easier on the resources. Sounds good to me. But are there certain situations where API keys really shine with .NET 8 microservices?
Definitely. It's about choosing the right tool for the task. They really excel when your microservices are talking to each other, like with internal APIs, or for those partnerships where you need to give external systems a very specific level of access.
So behind the scenes communications and controlled access for partners, where we still need security, but it doesn't have to be Fort Knox level.
Exactly. That's not to say they're a bad fit for those external customer-facing applications, but in those situations, you have to evaluate the risks involved. If you're dealing with really sensitive data, you might want to think about those more robust systems we touched on earlier.
I see your point. So we like the idea of API keys. We know what they're good for. Now, how do we actually make these things work in .NET 8? What do our listeners need to know?
Well, there are a couple of ways to go about it. You can roll up your sleeves and build a custom solution from the ground up. But who's got time for that these days?
Yeah, I'd rather not reinvent the wheel if I can avoid it.
Exactly. And the good news is there are some great tools out there that do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Ah, music to my ears. Time-saving tools are the best kind of tools. So let's talk about one of them, shall we? So we want to get those API keys up and running. There's this tool that's gotten a lot of attention in .NET lately called Service Stack. People are saying it's a really clean, developer-friendly way to build APIs.
It really is. Service Stack is great for .NET API development, and their API key stuff is no different. Plus, it works seamlessly with the rest of their ecosystem. If you're already using Service Stack, adding API key authentication is really straightforward.
Okay, that sounds promising. So walk us through it. We've got Service Stack all set up. Our .NET 8 project is good to go. How do we get these API keys working?
One of the best things about Service Stack is its .NET 8 templates. They have this really cool feature where, with just a few lines of code, you can enable API key authentication from the get-go. It's pretty slick.
Wait a minute. Did you just say a few lines of code for something that's usually super complicated? Sounds almost too good to be true.
I know, right? It almost feels like cheating. But that's the beauty of Service Stack. It does a lot of the hard work for you. And on top of that, they have this fantastic admin UI that makes managing your API keys incredibly easy.
Okay, now that's what I like to hear. A good visual interface can make all the difference, especially with something as important as security.
You're telling me. No more digging through endless config files or wrestling with command line tools. The Service Stack admin UI lets you do it all in one place. Generating keys, revoking them, monitoring activity, you name it, you can do it from there.
So with Service Stack, we're talking point, click, and boom, API keys are ready to roll. That's impressive.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
But it gets even better. Service Stack takes things up a notch with these things called scopes and features, and that's where you get that fine-grained control we were talking about earlier.
Ah, granular control. That's what it's all about, right? It's about making sure the right people have access to the right things, sort of like a high-tech security system for our microservices. Tell me more about these scopes and features.
Think of scopes like assigning different levels of access. You could have one for read-only actions, another for specific data sets, and one just for admin tasks. You're essentially dividing your API based on how much you trust a particular API key.
Okay, so it's not just about having a key to the house. It's about which rooms you have access to. Not everyone gets the keys to the vault.
You got it. And that's where features come into play. They add another layer of control. Say you have an API key that you only want active during off-peak hours, maybe, to run some background tasks without affecting performance. Features can make that happen.
That is so smart. So I could have a special API key feature just for those late-night operations. I love how much flexibility this gives you.
Exactly. It's all about making sure each API key behaves exactly how you need it to, with just the right level of access.
You know, this reminds me of a project I worked on a while back where we used a really traditional authentication system, and it was a total nightmare managing all the different user roles and permissions. This whole API key approach with scopes and features could have saved us a lot of headaches.
Absolutely. Now, you might be thinking, this all sounds great, but I don't want to spend my days writing tons of code just to check for these scopes and features with every single API request.
Yeah, that would kind of defeat the whole purpose of streamlined development, right?
You know it. And the great news is, ServiceStack has a solution for that too. Remember those attributes we talked about before?
The ones that are like little labels for our code?
Those are the ones. You can apply those directly to your API methods, and ServiceStack's built-in authentication will take care of enforcing those scopes and features for you. You don't have to lift a finger.
It's like having an invisible security guard at every door, making sure only the API keys with the right clearance can get through. So efficient. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about the developers who are actually using these API keys. What's their experience like? So we left off talking about developers actually using these API keys. It's not like they're manually typing them in with every request, are they?
Oh, definitely not. Can you imagine all the typos? The most common way and the most secure way is by using what's called a bearer token.
Okay, so what is a bearer token exactly?
You can think of it like attaching your API key to every request. It's like swiping an access badge at a secure building.
So it's like a digital badge that says, hey, I'm here to work on this microservice and here are my credentials.
Gotcha. Exactly. The best part is bearer tokens use HTTP headers, those envelopes of information that go along with every request. And most development frameworks already have tools built in for working with them. So it's super easy for developers to use.
Well, that's always good news. Speaking of making life easier, how about testing? Testing APIs can already be a bit of a pain, and now we've added API keys into the mix. Doesn't that make it twice as hard?
You'd think so, but ServiceStack has this awesome thing called API Explorer. Basically, you get to play with your API right there in your web browser.
Wait, hold on. I can test my API in the browser. No need to set up a bunch of other tools or anything.
That's the beauty of it. And get this. API Explorer has built-in support for API keys. So you just enter your key once and it automatically includes it in every request. No extra work.
Wow, it's like a built-in testing playground. ServiceStack thought of everything. We've gone through the what, the why, and the how of API keys for .NET 8 microservices, and I gotta say, this seems like a total game changer. But before we wrap things up, any drawbacks or things our listeners should be cautious of? There's always a trade-off, right?
You're absolutely right. API keys are great, but they're only as secure as you make them.
It's not enough to just have a key. You have to keep it safe.
Right, exactly. It's like leaving your house key under the mat. Doesn't matter how strong your locks are, if anyone could just walk up and grab the key.
Makes sense. So what are some good rules of thumb to follow? I remember we talked about that ServiceStack admin UI. Does that come in handy here?
Big time. It's all about having a central place to manage everything. Don't even think about hard coding those keys into your source code, especially in any public repositories. Yeah. That's just asking for trouble.
Yikes. Noted. So how should our listeners be storing their API keys then?
Use environment variables, encrypted config files, or even dedicated secret management services. Especially in a production environment, it's crucial to keep those keys under lock and key, so to speak.
And what about when it's time for a refresh, or if you think a key might have been compromised? What then?
That's where key rotation comes in. Changing your API keys regularly adds an extra layer of security. It's just like changing your passwords, but for your microservices. And again, the ServiceStack admin UI can make this super easy.
Gotcha. So even though API keys make authentication simpler, strong security habits are still a must. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we sign off for today?
One last thing. It's important to remember that API keys aren't always the perfect solution. They're fantastic for so many microservice scenarios, but you got to consider your security needs too.
So when would it make sense to use something more heavy duty?
If you need really, really tight control, like down to individual users or actions like in a customer-facing app handling super sensitive data, you might want to think about using API keys with something even more robust, maybe Oath 2.0 or OpenID Connect.
Right, it's all about choosing the right tool or tools for the task at hand. So to sum things up for our listeners, if you're working with .NET 8 microservices and want to streamline your authentication without sacrificing security, API keys are a fantastic option to explore. Service Stack, with its developer-friendly approach and awesome features like the admin UI, makes implementation a walk in the park.
Couldn't agree more. It really simplifies things.
Exactly. Just remember those best practices we talked about: secure storage, regular key rotation, and always, always choose the level of security that your project calls for. And on that note, time to close our laptops on another great deep dive. Thanks for exploring with us, and we'll catch you next time for another exciting adventure in the world of tech.